Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. How you doing, Mike O'Mara? I am a psychological mess. That's right, everybody. I got so many demons, it's not even funny. You wouldn't believe it. Absolutely insane. That's okay. It's the ABCs of me. Not going to prevent me from doing a great show. And it's not going to prevent me from going to New Orleans, Louisiana in just a little over a week's time to see all those good people. We'll see you in New Orleans.
Oh, it's over?
I had to start. Yeah, well, I had to start with a little, you know, I had to start with a little music.
That'll cleanse the palate.
Yeah.
You know, because the fact is that I was talking to the guys right before the show, and you'd be surprised. You know, I come in here, and we have some laughs, and everybody's kind of chill and relaxed and having a good time, but really, when I shut that microphone off, my real day begins. Oh, does it? Yes, sirree. Strange times in the old homestead. And when I tell you about it later on in today's broadcast, you're not going to believe how pathetic I am. That's right. Totally, completely pathetic. And you won't have any sympathy for me. And I call that a big win. I'm sorry. Hi. Hi, welcome
Hi.
To
welcome
Hi.
To
good
welcome
morning.
To
our
show.
Hi.
Welcome to
good
the
evening.
Mike O'Mara Show.
Good afternoon.
It's great. We are beginning as each day goes by, ladies and gentlemen, to get more and more and more excited
yes.
about our annual conclave in New Orleans, Louisiana. We do this once a year, be it Reno, be it Washington D.C. Now it's going to be New Orleans, and we are super super excited about the upcoming live show at the House of Blues in New Orleans on Saturday night, November 4th. I can't believe it's here.
So we close. Certainly prepared. So very close.
Have we ever promoted a show a year in advance?
No. Mm-mm.
This is the first time. We yeah. will not be, and here's a surprise for you. We will not be promoting another show a year in advance. We're going to be a little more reasonable about
yeah.
the
yeah,
window
you sort of
time.
You teased that when you were on the Omericast that you made yourself crazy by giving yeah. yourself a year to promote this.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, I'm impatient, and when we decide we're going to do a live show, I want to establish it and get it rolling and do all that.
What we need
stuff
to do now is a pop-up show.
Yes.
Where it just happens.
Like happening. In a storefront.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, a Halloween, Kanye West in his shoes.
Or a Halloween store.
Oh, yeah.
Just all of a sudden it
but
does.
Know this, listening audience.
Coming
Oscar
soon.
Oscar Santana, busy at work, you know, honing and refining and negotiating and
multiple options.
Yeah,
we'll have some options. Yes. We got a lot going on.
Puerto Rico,
Singapore,
2019.
Puerto Rico, that's funny.
That's funny.
The theater has solar panels.
Are we part of the relief package? Are they sending us
comic
there?
Relief?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. They're sending us there to bring up for morale.
One of my neighbors, and this is the God's honest truth.
Yes.
I'm walking Santos yesterday. He goes, "Is that Santos?" He's like a celebrity. No one knows who I am.
Right.
And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "Oh, I'm so-and-so's father." And he's here from Puerto Rico. He's a gynecologist that had to leave Puerto Rico because
got to be a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, there is.
I know.
Because there is no power to 80% of that island still.
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Mm. Like boy, Maria sure could have used a pelvic exam. Am I right, ladies? I'm sorry.
I can never talk about anything.
I'm so sorry.
As soon as I said gynecologist.
Luckily, I was in the eye of the storm.
Never mind.
Oh. I want to tell you.
Oh, wow. That's some wild stuff.
That is. That is too wild. We send our best.
So, it is Tuesday.
Thanks,
and
nice save. Yeah.
Send we all know our what best. That means.
Yeah. Yes.
Is this mailbag day?
It is. It's not about us.
It's about you. We're
that's
not going
right.
to flop our gums anymore.
About you.
Yeah, everybody. All about you.
It's all about you.
Gyno.
It's all about you.
Ecologist.
All the time. All these things that I do.
You do.
It's all about
you.
You. It's all about you.
All of the time.
Cat for Vagine. Sorry. That's it. No
Your
more
copay
jokes.
Will be $1 billion.
Hey, before we start, hey, Brainless, do yes. we have any gifts, Fathead?
Yes, actually, Oscar has a few gifts to share with us today.
The Very Foreigner's good. Here, and I'll let I'll let Rob start with this,
oh,
if you don't
a
mind.
Letter. It's a letter, Mike.
Yes.
Okay,
and it says, hi, Rob, finally got Michael's gift. It's on its way, but had a little trouble with health, so I'm still here. So these are long-awaited gifts for when Michael was born.
Little Michael.
And it comes from Adeline. Sweet
Isn't that
Adeline.
Sweet?
Can we describe? Because I
This
see.
Is a lobster in a tub, Mike.
A wind-up okay. toy.
Where he can act, the little lobster swims in the tub while he's taking a bath.
He'll still do that.
Yeah.
He's four. He'll still
Here's
like that.
A
that's
book.
One. Thank you.
It says, A Day at the Seashore. Isn't that
Aww.
Sweet?
Oh, that's sweet, too. That,
reminds me of the
boogies.
Books when I was a kid.
I told you he's read over 1,000 books. Right?
Well, now it'll be 1,001 because it's a
yeah,
little
I mean,
golden
he's,
book.
He's terrific.
Pirate stickers!
Woo! Oh, pirate stickers. That's perfect for tomorrow night's Trunk or Treat
perfect.
Show.
There's a little a satchel here with pirate money and pirate gold.
Yeah, pirate loot.
Oh, see,
oh
so
my
you're
God.
Not gonna be able to get, you're not going to be able to get that
Mike,
to me overnight.
Well, we can try.
No, that's all right. It's
no?
Worth it.
It's stickers of the sea. Sparkly stickers. Nothing better for a kid
stickers.
Than
stickers.
Stickers of the sea. It
yes.
sounds like the worst store at the mall.
Stickers of the sea.
And then at the very bottom.
Oh, my God. At the very bottom, we've got a quilt that she made with her own hands.
Oh, my
and it's
God.
It's
beautiful.
It's actually a treasure map.
Follow the map, and you
that
will find
is
the treasure.
So beautiful.
Show
oh
the other
my
side.
God.
Other side, too, is beautiful.
Oh
that's
God.
Spectacular. Oh, my God. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, and that's from Adeline.
Adeline, that is absolutely one of the nicest things I've ever got. What a beauty. Hey, come
nice
on. Stop rubbing
your
face.
Nice He's rubbing
soft.
It on his
It's nice
face.
And soft.
Jesus. Oscar, come on.
Pirate themed gift.
That is so beautiful. That
so
is that,
sweet.
Put them all in a bag.
It's a nice bounty.
By the way, Adrian stole the booze because I haven't received
it. It hasn't
the booze
arrived yet.
Here.
He told me
no.
it's en route.
No. Where is
have
he?
A
when is he coming in?
Do anything with drugs or alcohol.
Well, he's actually done very well mailing in the past. He's in on Thursday, so we
yeah,
will find out.
What is the deal? You told me 2 weeks ago he was sending stuff.
And he told me the last time he was in, it was in the air. It was en route.
Somebody get a
where?
Hold of him.
Medellin?
No, to your home in Florida. To your home in Florida.
Well, it's not here, so what does that tell you? What do you have there, Oscar?
Hey, fatheads, more gifts.
Oh, more gifts. Okay, very, very good.
I'm the only fat head here. Okay.
Me like gifts. No, my head's pretty fat.
Is it?
I think
what's your size?
Well, if I go into a like a golf store and put on the one size L/XL hats.
Yes.
I got about a 10% chance they're going to fit. Usually, they're not going to be big. A
lot of play in
By the
hat
way,
size.
XL heads, you know, that is no more an XL hat. Than,
oh, I know.
I mean, why don't they make XL for fat heads?
That's what we need hats for the big and tall man store.
Yes, absolutely.
This is from
what do you
Olney, Maryland.
Yes, and it's
hey,
a guy.
Hey, that's your stomping ground.
Yes, O-Town.
His neck of the woods.
My home.
Right, Rob's opening up the box.
Zion Studio and onlyprint.com is where it's from.
Oh, it's Christian Johnson. Thank you so much. He has sent us gifts in the past, Mike.
He's a professional right. printer guy.
For all your printing needs.
Okay.
He has, oh, look at this, a poster, a mixology poster.
Oh, the metrics of making a proper drink. Oh.
Look at that. That's a
wow.
lot of fun.
I
Pony, you can put
really
that on your wall.
Okay.
Can you hold that up for him, Dan O'Brien? Hold that up for Mike.
Thanks, Dan. Make yourself
Thank
useful.
Thank you, Dan. Very Take sad. Your time. No worries.
All right.
Let's, oh, look at this.
Oh, these look like frameables.
Oh yeah.
It's the Spanish poster of Viva Las Vegas. With the very hot Anne Margaret and
Rob,
the equally
that can
hot
go,
Elvis
you can
Presley.
Frame that can go in your house.
That'll go in my Elvis bathroom.
Oh, right in the bathroom.
Yes.
Nothing says, that's great. Thank you, Dan. Nothing says gratitude more than putting a picture up in your bathroom.
Hey, when you have an Elvis-themed bathroom, it's actually high praise.
Here we go.
Did I tell you that when I sold my bar, the guy that bought it eventually was a Yankee fan, and and I had left one of my Red Sox prints with the bar when I sold it, and he put it in his bathroom.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's awesome. Reefer Madness, that's a movie.
That must be for Adrian.
Yeah, who's somewhere out on 95 now driving some booze down.
Yeah.
And another mixology poster. Thank you so much.
We will send you one of the mixology posters, Mike. They're
that's
very,
wonderful.
Very cool.
Are we done with the gifts now?
We are. That is the that's the
send
all the presents.
More gifts.
We love packages.
What was that, Rob?
That is the that's the end of the gift train is what I wanted to say.
The gift train.
I said, is that the end of it? And you went, send him a puppy.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Hey, happy first birthday.
To you.
to Zoe Ann Black, daughter of David and Elizabeth Black. A happy belated birthday goes out to John Cooper, who turned 27 years old on Saturday. Time sure flies when you're having fun, or not. On Saturday the 21st, Mark Kaplan. You guys are hearing me okay?
We hear you perfectly.
Your little TV screen is dancing up a wild, wild storm today. On Saturday the 21st, Mark Kaplan entered his 58th year of life. Hey, mine too. And is now officially a man at 58. A man the same age as me, secure in the knowledge that he still has the two good hips that God gave him at birth. Thanks for throwing that in. And mine's hurting this week.
What a dick.
Appreciate that. First letter says, Hi, guys. I write today not with a request for a birthday greeting, nor am I throwing a gold ducat into the roulette wheel of funny voices. I'm only writing to celebrate Samantha Deshefsky, who was just announced one of Washingtonian's top doctors of 2017.
Whoa! Nice!
Not only is she a TMOS listener and uses the grease man to keep her kids in line, the waddle doodle photo story.
Remember that from 2 weeks ago?
Waddle doodle.
Yeah.
Waddle doodle. She's a doctor, too. Congratulations, Samantha. Well, that's a wonderful honor to be a top doc in Washingtonian. Used to pick my docs out that magazine quite often. Elisha Frumpkin, who is not a doctor, so it's a friend. listener Brian O'Donnell shares this amazing fact. Happy 105th birthday tomorrow to Jack Kent Cook, who was born only 6 months after the Titanic sank on October 25th, 1912, and he's no longer with us.
No, he has passed.
The squire's long good, but in honor of him, let me just say, lay with me. Lay with me.
One of my favorite quotes.
Yes, that's wonderful. Good day, gentlemen. Several months ago, I wrote Mike and Rob a message on Facebook sending my deepest gratitude to them for always being there for those who are essentially strangers to them and providing relief when it is most needed. Some time ago, my wife and I lost two pregnancies. Oh, that's a kick. Ah, it's terrible. Within 8 months of each other. Very, very sad. The show got me through it all by keeping me laughing every day. Well, we Italians never give up or surrender. Except in every major war in the world. And once again, in Cousin Luigi voice, hey, my boys are swimming to that egg so good. That's it. The swimmers do the job. The great little swimmers find the egg, and they bust a hole right inside, making the baby embryo. I'm happy to announce that we gave birth to a beautiful baby girl.
Yay!
Yes!
Woo!
Vivian Mariella Innocente on Friday, October 13th. God bless you guys.
That's
Thanks again
great.
For the support, and I look forward to seeing the confusion on my daughter's face when I call her to dinner by saying, come down for moose soup later. All the best, Michael Innocente. That's the correct pronunciation
yes,
of his last name.
Moose soup.
Next letter says, boys, I would like to wish my wonderful boyfriend, Mark, a happy 48th birthday. He's the best guy a girl could have. Loving, smart, handsome, and most importantly, he's the person who got me listening to TMOS. Thanks, guys, and keep bringing the funny. Christine in Vacaville, California. That's
Yay,
wonderful.
Very cool.
I'm paranoid about pronunciations today. Is it Vacaville?
I think it's Vacaville.
Is it Vacaville? I always remember
it would
that
have
Vacaville.
It would have to come from vacation, right?
Or Vaca.
I think it might
Oscar.
Be Vacaville.
Yeah, Vacaville.
Right. Well, California.
Not everything's in English.
Tomorrow on Wide Open Wednesday, call me and let me know how to pronounce that
nice.
Town because I feel like
Vaca.
A
vacation.
A rube. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, et al. Confessions of a Parasite. For many years, I had been enjoying the sweet comedy juices that flowed from Mike in every iteration of broadcast mediums. The rich comedy has made me come back time and time again. I had not missed a single episode of the podcast since it started, or had I? Aside from the occasional small purchase via the TMOS Amazon portal, I suddenly realized I was a parasite, a purple engorged and festering parasite. Then one day, Mike said they would be offering a pumpkin-spiced version of the bonus show. So I said to myself, self, you like pumpkin spice like so many other misguided rubes. It's high time you purchased that bonus show. So that's what I did.
Hey!
I have been binging on the TMOS bonus show ever since, along with my regular daily ingestion of TMOS. As a result, my own personal guilt is somewhat mitigated, yet I actually consume more TMOS. Therefore, I am prepared to offer my testimonial. The Mike O'Mara Pumpkin Spice Bonus Package may kill parasites or at least help reduce swelling and inflammation at the attachment point.
That's the grossest thing anyone has ever written.
You came up with the parasite campaign.
You're right.
And
you're
I think it's brilliant. Furthermore, I say to all my fellow and hopefully former parasites, get off your lazy asses and get that bonus show package. Fill your ears with rich TMOS pumpkin spice goodness. You won't regret it, and you will help reduce the inflammation left by other slackers. Seriously, though, love you guys. Long time. You have a growing following here in the Pacific Northwest. I know we do. I do what I can to spread the word. I hope you can find your way out this direction for a show someday. Thanks from Jim Colazar, Portland, Oregon, Maine's slightly less cute sister state.
Nice.
P.S. Rob, please feel free to edit as necessary. I not write to goodly sometimes. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful letter.
If you highlight it, one too. It's so much better, right?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
That's awesome.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the gang, a year ago I wrote to request a birthday greeting for my amazingly hot Italian-Brazilian wife, Soraya.
Ooh.
You put a picture in. Hold on. Daddy's got a
My leak. Goodness.
Oh, my God. Wow. Hi.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm here to tell you Soraya celebrated another birthday this past Monday and still has that new wife smell. God.
Ew.
And it is wonderful. Okay. Anyway, please help me wish the happiest of birthdays to my lovely wife, who has become a big fan of the show since coming to the United States about 2.5 years ago. I wonder if she sounds like Sofia Vergara.
Maybe. You
know? I picture that like that, you know. You come in the tub with me now. Your pal Jim Sandville of Lakeland, Florida. Hey, he's just up north.
Oh.
P.S. In case you think I'm exaggerating about Soraya, okay, we know you put the picture.
Yeah, it's very nice.
We know you
it?
Have the hot.
Meet me
in
for drinks.
In case you think I'm exaggerating about Soraya, sniff for yourself when we see you in NOLA on November 4th.
Wow.
Ciao, ciao, ciao. And there she is.
Yes.
Mm.
There's
who's
the
big
Soraya.
Winner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. Boy, I'll tell you, people are getting all ramped up for NOLA already. Jody
Dark
Pribble,
hands off!
Jody Pribble writes, long-time listener from Sacramento, I've shared many of life's ups and downs with you guys. Dating back to the mid-90s, your witty repartee is as much a part of my day as a good BM. Well, it's nice to be compared to things, sir.
Mm.
Thanks for the fun, the passion, and the oversharing these last 20-plus years. Today, I cross over into my fall-apart 50s. I do not yet ask for a hip surgeon recommendation, but a simple and spectacular talk-up to a track by my favorite band and Carrie Spiewak's as well, Duran Duran. I'm wondering if Jack Cassidy is hanging around the studio today to do the honors. Love you, boys. Joe D., P.S. Rob, dealer's choice on the Duran Duran tune. Merci, JP. Editor's note, based on the lyric, dance into the fire, we'll do A View to a Kill.
Since it's Jack Cassidy, if Jack Cassidy is around to talk it up, one of the lyrics of A View to a Kill is dance into the fire. And he died in a fire.
Oh.
Oh.
That's the connection.
Yeah.
He did die in a fire.
But is
do you want to spin? Or
yeah,
what?
I think we need to spin for that, right?
You know, all that effort with that letter.
Yeah.
Let's see. Cigarette lighter, cigarette lighter, cigarette lighter. There we go. Bring him in. Jack.
Jack Cassidy. Hi, boys.
Hi, Jack.
Getting ready to go to the Big Easy. Are you going ready to have muffaladas?
Jack, with your camera exposure, it looks like it's smoky already there.
Oh, sorry about that. Yes. Sorry.
Sorry.
I played Mr. O'Mara. I was taking an extra close look at Soraya. Jack Cassidy.
Steamed up.
Jack, are you ready to talk up the record?
Yes, normally you give them to me because it's a bit of a challenge when you play them, Rob, because simply I have a slight delay. You understand the way that works? How come we didn't prepare?
We forgot, Jack. Totally slipped my mind.
There you are.
Is a 20-second intro.
Consistency, the hobgoblin of lazy minds. Let's do it. Lay it on me.
Washington's winner, all hit, WAVA.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing quite like an afternoon in Beverly Hills, smoking a cigarette with a cigarette lighter, enjoying a nice scotch whiskey. I'm Jack Cassidy. I hope you're having a marvelous day. I'd like to send this one out to whoever it was that sent it to me. What's her name? Jody Pribble. Have a lovely day, Jody.
Nice!
And I even account for the delay.
You did a marvelous job
on that. To take
big win. Big
thank
win.
You, Jody. Jack, you can leave now. Thank you, Jack.
But I want to stay.
Oh, no.
I want to stay, Mike O'Mara. I see you've got a feather duster in here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Doing maybe prop comedy.
Jack Cassidy. Jack Cassidy!
So violent.
Anyway, I'll leave now.
You ciao.
I talked to you, Jack. Your call.
I don't want to leave. Jack Cassidy!
Oh, he's leaving now.
Jack let his facial hair go.
Yeah. A little messy.
Yes. Hello, all. I would like to wish my brother Tommy Hood a happy birthday. I was self-centered last year, a self-centered C, and forgot to write in. This year, we will be meeting up in NOLA because of his generosity. We live on opposite coasts and talk about the show whenever we get a chance to connect. I can't wait to see the live show with him. Thank you for all that you do.
So cool.
And keep up the funny Susie Hood. Well, that's wonderful,
nice.
Susie.
Thank you, Susie.
Saying that to your brother, Susie. Hey, Susie. Brian Ladd writes, I'm writing to ask for birthday wishes. This Thursday is my birthday. I'm leaving my douchebag 30s and entering my so-what 40s. I would also like to wish my daughter, Becca, a happy 6th birthday. That, to me, is one of the great suburban names. Becca?
Becca!
Becca! Becca, that's not the right... You're supposed to wear the plaid skirt, not the khaki one to school today. Becca?
Are you too busy to say Rebecca? Is that the deal? So you have to just
Rebecca.
Say Becca?
Oh, she's 6. Hi, Becca!
Becca!
We love Becca. We love Becca. Becca, we Becca, love Becca, 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 Becca is 6. Very good. Could I please get the happy birthday song for my family? Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Well, I just gave it to you. P.S. Love your idea of recording my kids only with audio so they don't know they're being recorded. I love listening to old sounds that my daughter made. It is, Rob will tell you this, it's one of the greatest things you can
do. Best in the world.
Get your kid on tape and then play it like years later. It's the most fun. And I'm trying to, you know, get them all on tape and then record my own tape for, you know, when I'm going. Anyway, let's see. It's truly precious.
I see you found the birds and the bees, son.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Here, let me tell you about college co-eds.
Tune and the Gribblies. In Tokyo.
And the Gribblies that exist in college dormitories. I'm sorry.
Take
Mike-
a lime and do this.
Oh.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and interns, we have some verbose letters today.
We do.
How much editing do you do every week?
A lot.
Stuff?
A lot. This could have easily
right,
been 10
them,
or 11
keep them
pages.
Short, guys. Please. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, interns, I'm a bonus show subscriber. I've been a big fan since I first discovered the Don and Mike show almost 20 years ago. Throughout the years, I've laughed up more times than I probably should have, and I've also shed a few tears along the way. Thank you for sharing your lives with us and making the listeners feel like we're family. Today, my son Carson turns 14. Hi, Carson!
Yay, Carson!
Happy birthday!
He loves the show, and earlier this year, you helped us both keep our sanity as we endured a 28-hour round-trip drive to a soccer tournament. Oh, my travel teams. Each episode kept the laughter flowing, and Carson couldn't wait to get on the TMOS YouTube channel to see your faces and reactions in the episodes we just heard. I'm putting a few clams in the slot machine and hoping you can make this proud father happy. I have a strange fixation on Bing Crosby. We do today. It just
yeah, it happens, right?
On Bing Crosby's White Christmas. White Christmas is a family holiday favorite. I once played golf with his son, Nathaniel. God. This letter. My God. It would mean the world to me if Bing Crosby could extend birthday wishes to Carson on his special day and remind him to save some for dad now. Thanks again for all that you do. I look forward to many more years of sharing the funny with my son. Jason White. Spelled W-I-G-H-T of American Fork, Utah. We don't have a lot of listeners in
now,
Utah.
Also
American
exciting.
Fork is such a great name.
Let's just bring Bing in. Can we just
yes, do it? Yes, let's do it. Yes. No, I was all just right. going to say, we talked about this before the show. The fact that there's a new generation of listeners is amazing.
Yeah, love
ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. And even the ones that are dead, we like to say hi to because I'm up here in heaven saying, hey. Hey, how you doing there? Want to say hi to our very good friend, Carson. Hey, Carson, Bing Crosby here. Ba-ba-ba-boo. Listen, always listen to what your dad has to say because you don't want him to give you what fur.
That's right.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. That's right. But, you know, one morning you'll wake up after lipping off to your dad and you'll be going into your gym class and the coach will say, where'd you get all those bruises? And dad will say, I just didn't listen before he fell down the stairs. Ba-ba-ba-boo.
That's a shame. Wow. Played golf with Nathaniel Crosby.
Was he bruised up, sir?
I believe the last letter.
Yes, and Mike, this letter is special.
Okay, and finally, Ray Claus. Any relation?
To Santa?
I am a longtime fan and a bonus show subscriber. Your show has brought me laughter and joy throughout many a rough time. First, thanks to Rob for sharing some humor in his recent experience with his stepdad. I'm going through the exact same thing here with my own beloved stepfather. Your show is a beacon of levity in a depressing S-filled month. Thank you all so much. I would love it if you could just say my dad's name on the air. Sam Denton, like most fathers, was the greatest man who ever lived. His legacy will live on in the lives of his family, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Safe home, Sam Denton Sr. Now for the good news. Last fall, right when you announced it, I bought a live show ticket for me and my wife. Then last spring, she divorced me. Oh, boy. Which is a bitch move, if you ask me.
Same letter, right?
Okay. Yeah, same. All these letters.
Yeah.
All in.
Right.
I didn't want to let a good ticket go to waste, so I started banging one of her friends. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who will be coming with me instead? It's been a... All right, does anything...
What?
Does anything indicate what a party this is going to be?
This is going to be a good show.
In NOLA, who will be coming with me, the friend, instead. It's been an S-storm this year, but I'm coming to NOLA to laisser les bons terres roulées. Thanks for all you do, guys. Can't wait to see you, NOLA. Rob, start the show. You hump, Mike.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi there. Are you a large person? Pleasantly plump? A little on the hefty side, perhaps? Well, let's face it. Are you fat?
Yes.
When you go jogging, do you leave potholes?
Yes.
When you make love, do you have to give directions?
Yes.
At the zoo, do elephants throw you peanuts?
No.
Do you look at a menu and say, okay?
Absolutely.
Well, now you can eat all you want. Because at Thornton Melon's tall and fat stores, we've got you covered.
Yep.
That's right. Fine woolen. And woolen
miles and miles of fabric.
Sport coats in all the larger sizes. Husky. Stuff. Extra stuff.
How about the
Hindenburg? And the new Hindenburg line.
Oh,
and for you ladies, we have caftans, muumuus, and our own exclusive A-frame in all colors and patterns.
You want to look thin, you got to hang around fat
people. Miles and miles of fabric. So take it from me, Thornton Melon. If you want to look thin, you hang out with fat people.
That's it.
Thornton Melon's Tall and Fat, 150 locations across
tall
America.
And fat.
Lou, did you see the new spot?
Yeah, I seen it.
Do I look fat in it?
You could lose a couple of pounds.
I got to get bigger actors.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's a little movie called Back to School, if you look in the archives for that one. And by the way, that movie was so coked up, you get high just by looking at it.
Well, it's a good version of Shaky Rodney.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the show, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the now. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you are in need of great talent for your business, but you're short on time, you don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools, smarter tools. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just a click, so you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts in smart matching technology. They have that. It's a brand new system that they use, and it works. It notifies qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidate finding you. It finds them for you.
Yes.
No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. I think that's stunning when I read that. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. One more time. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Hire that man. All right. Got to get this off my chest, and bear with me. I am fully aware of the life that I lead down here in West South Florida, that I am doing the job that I love,
right,
and I'm doing it in an environment that I love, and I am allowed, because of the job that I have, to also pursue my favorite hobby with vigor, and at the same time participate in my young son's life and really enjoying life. So I am more than aware of how lucky I am, how lucky a guy I am. That I can play my favorite game. I don't talk about it. The reason I don't talk about it a lot is because I know that it sounds ridiculous when I talk about it, because I am so incredibly blessed and lucky to have this hobby and to be able to pursue it down here for much of the year in South Florida. But when we're not getting hurricanes, we can go out and, you know, in February we can play golf.
But that said, everyone in every way of life has their challenges. Everyone has their things that they are up against struggles. All the time. There's struggles. That's right. Doesn't matter where you are in life, what your lot in life is, there's always going to be something rearing its ugly head at you.
Time and flexibility don't buy happiness. It's in the eye of the beholder, really.
It is in the eye of
the beholder.
Thank you, Oscar. I should also qualify my remarks. I should qualify my remarks by telling you that at the end of this little discussion,
yes,
I know that there's probably a significant amount of our listening audience who will find me just a tad pathetic.
Mike, being pathetic is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
Yes.
You decide.
How's Skype doing on your end?
Great.
On my end,
dynamite.
It's great.
Horrible.
Look like something that's out of a 4K showroom.
Exactly. But a lot of times Skype is in the eye of the beholder.
Thank you. So I play golf down here, and because I got rebuilt and I'm able to get back out there, I have been playing with reckless abandon. I have been out there at least 4 days last week, and I may have overdone it.
I was going to say, would you say, are you pushing yourself? Are you going beyond what the doctor said to do?
One of the things, the main thing my doctor said, underdo, don't overdo.
Okay.
And I think I overdid it, which means I'm going to take 3 days off here. And just, I'm going to go slow because it's been hurting like hell. Hurting to the point where I was using my putter walking up to the green as like a cane, not to put too much weight
like
on my
Bob
right
Hope
hand.
Towards the end.
So, hey, how you doing? I want to tell you.
All right, so this is the story of when I came back down here. I was just feeling lucky to even be on a golf course.
Right.
Now, as you play more and more, that wonderful, innocent, carefree attitude has evaporated. And it has evaporated into a land of insecurity and misery.
You
and
got
happy.
I'm
here to tell you, I got happy, but then I was happy for a nanosecond, and then yesterday was the culmination of just the misery out
what
there.
What happened?
Misery. Well, you have to, I will throw in, this is the trifecta, and I will end with the one that probably, because you two are the cruelest people I know,
thank
will
you.
Amuse you the most. Okay?
Okay,
let me do, the first fun. Is the playing ability, all right? I am someone who has developed a rather yippy putting stroke on the green. So I will stand over a two and a half, not a three, not a four, a 2.5 foot putt, and I will go, okay, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes.
Is and, he stroking you know, out, or is he going to hit the ball?
Yeah,
we're playing. We play. We throw $20 into the pot every week, and sometimes
gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir.
Thank you. You come home with money, but I'm looking at this and I'm realizing I'm not helping my team at all, and I'm doing this all over. So that's phase one of this little trifecta. Okay,
all right.
Phase two is the right hip, because although perhaps I'm overexerting myself, I'm impatient. And I have rebuilt this part of my body, and I'm ready for pain-free
a pain-free
world.
Well,
two new hips.
Well, it's a process.
Yeah,
they
it's
say
a process.
6 to 9 months, okay?
And
this one, I had this hip done back in May. 6 to 9 months, I'm not even close to the end of the
right.
The
as far as your physical therapy, if we're being honest with ourselves.
Yes.
How was your summer of physical therapy?
Half-assed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Half-assed, to be honest with you. It was just,
they
it was
say
not
that the physical therapy is every bit as important as the surgery itself.
Mm, thanks, Rob. All right, so well,
that's
good.
What they say.
That's what they say.
And now the third part of the trifecta that takes place after and during the round of golf. But I have said this for quite some time. It may be my personality. Mm. It may be my politics. It may be the fact that I've got a young wife.
Yeah.
It could be about that. But it is, and my wife would tell you that I'm being paranoid, but I am reasonably sure that every single person at this Cocoonville assisted living facility hates me.
No, they don't hate you.
Hates me.
How could they hate you?
Hates me. Hates me.
You are the most entertaining person to be around.
No, I'm not there. If you'd seen me yesterday sitting there after the round as we're settling up our bets, and by the way, only lost $5. Because somehow, miraculously, the other teams didn't do well either. But anyway, I'm sitting there, and slowly but surely, I came into this room, and they have tables. They have four tops, and they're all kind of stacked together. And you have one group of players over here at a four top, and another four. And I come down, and I sit down at the four top, and then my two playing partners are going to sit down. And one by one, as I was sitting there, they were going over, and I'll give you the greeting, okay? This is the greeting, because a lot of them are coming back down from Iowa, or wherever it is.
The Midwest.
Or Wisconsin, or whatever Midwestern enclave of Trump support they come from.
They're coming down.
I'm just telling the truth, boys. Just telling the truth. And this is the greeting, okay? Pretend, look at the camera, look at the monitor, and pretend you are me, okay? Rob, for this purpose of this argument, you will be Barry from Iowa,
okay?
And I'm greeting you, okay?
All right.
And I've just gotten down there. Barry Bearster, how you doing, man? How's it going? Turn over, look at me. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
And that's the greeting that I get down here.
So,
now it's there are much.
Maybe
I was
Barry's
also,
got stuff on his mind.
I was also referred to as Debbie Downer.
Who told you that?
By them?
The guy that rode through, and he's right. He's right. I was completely, I was playing horribly, and I was not happy, and I was definitely bitching, and it was, Debbie Downer. But I certainly didn't need to hear it.
Why?
I didn't need to hear it.
It's tough when other grown men tell you certain things about you that you know. Like, I mean, that's painful, I think, for every
it's
man
painful.
Out there.
Well, the pain, in this environment, the pain is there. The pain is there.
Well, look, listen, imagine this.
Go ahead.
Look. Again, we all have our own stresses in life, right?
Yes.
And whether you're on the putting green or
Wall Street.
Todd told me this when we were in Vegas, when we were driving to Las Vegas. I was so stressed out about 10 million things before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
He said, dude, you have to try to forget about all of that and let's have fun this weekend.
Take a break.
Yes.
We're going to take a break. We will come back. We will finish this psychoanalysis.
I can't wait to hear what caused him to tell you this.
Yeah. And there will be more coming up. I really need this today on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Everybody. Just as I thought it was going
on. Joe, I like to think of the Moore Broadcast Network as a family.
Well, who's the father?
Well, that would be Mike O'Mara, obviously.
Well, who's the mom?
Got to be Katie from Cake and Cookies.
Who's the drunk uncle?
Well, that would be the rest of us.
I would have gone with Tony Perkins.
Check us out, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you? This segment of the program brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Listen up. Right now is a great time to buy a house because right now interest rates are low. So now is the time to lock in before they go up again. Knowing that is the easy part. The tough part is that beyond that, you probably don't know what you're doing. And that's okay. You just need to find the experts that have your best interest in mind. The experts at Cornerstone. Mm. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily at the best rate possible. Whether you're buying or refinancing, Cornerstone understands that it's your money on the line and they will take care of you. Trust us. They are our neighbors and they are good people. They even like Oscar.
That's true. That's true.
Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing.
So remember their motto, they even like Oscar.
They even like Oscar, which is wonderful. Oh, no. Frozen again. Yeah, now we're back. Boy, it's quite a morning here. Yeah, I told you they're putting new infrastructure.
Oh, yes. No. Infrastructure.
Fiber. Yeah.
It's like the big dig. But
it's called the bundle.
It's called the bundle.
It's all bundles.
Yeah. And I said, the bundle can only benefit me. Anyway, so.
Things will get better with the
Mike,
bundle.
Mike, don't be a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, come on, Mike.
We're all fighting through this.
Yeah, Barry's having trouble, too.
It was the combination of forces with all of that, and I ended up, lingering and bumped into some neighbors who I don't socialize with regularly, and had a perfectly good afternoon. But
how
I,
was that exchange?
It was great. I mean, these are older guys that are in the neighborhood, and I like them. And you're right. I left the cool kids table and went to sit with the other kids in the lunchroom. That's what I did.
The B squad.
That's exactly.
Hey, it's okay. You know, you were with the football players, and then you sat down with the key club.
Yeah,
it was very, very theater kids. It was very, very deplorable.
Why are you sitting here, Mike? Yeah. Well, what do you mean? We're all friends, aren't we?
That's right.
Here it is.
We're all in the play, aren't we?
This is what I believe, and this is where the pressure comes in, and this is where the ABCs of my insecurity comes in.
Yeah.
If I can just play a little better, I think I'll be fine. I can just show the cool kids the mean girls that I can play a little bit better.
Well, let me look under the orange peel a second.
Can I say this? Nobody is overtly mean. It's just that feeling, we have all had it, where you feel out of sorts.
Well, what's hard for us to digest on this side of the mics is that you're effing Mike O'Mara.
Right.
And you're walking around here, especially that golf course, in that club, and acting like a complete pussy.
I am.
But...
stop doing that.
And also,
treat your life like you treat this show.
Yeah.
Well, but
at least stay out of it, Dan.
Sometimes it's not worth it.
Now, when you say
what I missed that.
Did
Dickhead say something under his breath?
No,
who said something? All I know is I'm pouring my heart out here, and I hear a little. That's the way I hear it. And I know, by the way, I know there are threads with the listeners that go. If my favorite part of the show is when someone will say something under their breath and Mike can't hear it, and he just goes on. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, just trying to move the show along.
Pony didn't say anything.
No, it was
Dan, and it was off mic.
Dan O'Brien said something.
Yeah, he just said
Tell that fat-headed hump that he is not allowed to talk during the show for the rest of his life.
He was preaching that he wants you to be better at life.
Yeah.
Dan O'Brien's an intern!
I agree with you, but I'm just saying.
All right, I'm turning his mic off.
Mike,
I have a question about this before we move forward. You say that the ultimate cure for this scenario is for you to play better. Is that because
Yeah, let me do it too. Oscar, I'll give him one too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Rob. What?
Dan saw that one.
I want you to know.
Yes. Oscar gave Dan a thumbs up.
Yeah, we're all rooting for you. All right. My question is this. You say the ultimate cure to this scenario. I can't see you on Skype if you put your middle finger that close to the camera.
I did that so violently.
Here you go, Dan.
Right. What? I'm sorry.
Here's your three broadcast credits, Dan.
Yeah. There you go. One, two, and three.
You say, let me try again. You say that the ultimate cure to this is playing better. Is that because, A, if you golf better, they will respect you more? Or B,
that's what I think.
If you golf better, your mood will improve, and then they will like you better?
Here's what goes through my mind all the time when I play like crap. First of all, I play like crap more than I don't. Everybody that plays golf knows that. You probably play like crap more than you. And I'm out there and I'm thinking, right. I said, okay, I can't be, I'm aware of the fact that I'm probably not a really pleasant person to be with. And then, of course, when I have that feeling, I'm like, well, I'll be more pleasant if I play better. And so when I get up on the green, I'm standing over to an app, and I'm saying, if I make this putt, then everybody's going to be happy and I'll be happy. And then I'll be very pleasant. I'll be one of the guys. And everything's going to be fine. And I stand over the putt and I go, like that. And I'm also saying, you're so blessed to be down. You're so extremely lucky. What are you bitching about? Huh? Boy, I should have your problems, you know? I'm sitting there and I drive 2.5 hours to get to work, a job I hate. I can't stand this. And here he is, fat ass, down in Florida, sitting there complaining about golf. So now he's going to think about that. So the mind is just going...
Yeah, you're talking yourself in circles. You're talking yourself in circles.
Well, I'm going nuts. I'm going nuts. And Carla looked at me last night like I was nuts. Like, well, I was completely out of my mind. But it's just a... You know, life is just a series of... I'm Felix Unger, to be perfectly honest with you. Life is just a series of insecurities, and now I've got insecurities about this picture that every 5 seconds I'm looking at you guys going
when you talk to your therapist, Mike, which is
this is my therapist, right? You are my therapist.
We are your therapist.
You know, it'd be like imagine going into a
Dr. O'Brien will see you now.
There's the latest.
Well, see, I can't see Dr. O'Brien. So I'm at a distinct disadvantage. You can with that giant, Alfred E. Newman head.
I wouldn't say that's an advantage, having to see that.
Mike,
like going to a therapist, but your therapist laughs at you the whole time you're
laugh therapy.
There is a new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay. You know what? Let's take a break because we will. That is a wonderful transition because I know you guys love it.
He's in therapy.
That is the worst. That is the worst show on television.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
There
this
is
season.
No
have to tell me what's
question
going on.
In my mind, and I'll tell you why. And we'll talk about that as well because this show, make no mistake, is positive. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Same old thing.
Hey, a special announcement for all of my D.C. area listeners. If you're heading down to the beach, make sure to check out The Mike O'Mara Show. We can be heard Monday through Friday on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by That's It. Let me tell you about these amazing bars I've found. They're called That's It. That's It started with fruit. They're now conquering the veggies. Let me tell you how amazing these bars are. They're gluten-free. They are kosher. They are vegan and raw diet friendly. They're a great way to get one full serving of veggies every day, under 100 calories, and super delicious. This will contribute to your better health. No added sugars or preservatives, and they are a great source of fiber.
Yes.
That's It. My favorite is the black bean and carrot. It's fantastic. And by the way, That's It has wonderful new stuff coming out every day. Mm-hmm. With big, bold flavors, getting your veggies never tasted so good. That's It is offering our listeners an amazing deal. Listen to this. Just go to thatsitfruit.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Do what we did. Try these new That's It veggie bars. You will love them. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds and your body will thank you. That's it. And that's it. That's the name of the product. That's
good stuff.
It.
Good to go.
It's confusing.
Good to go.
Okay. So anyway, that's my world. I will continue to tell you. But the worst thing of the trifecta, just to button this up, Oscar
yes.
and Ron.
Well, it actually goes into our Curb talk because it really, this reminds me a lot of what's going on that show.
It's like Larry David. I know I'm like, maybe that's why I hate that show. But the thing is, the last part is... I think they're all interrelated, but the last part is I know I'm an outsider. I know that I'm not, you know,
but
I don't
you
think
shouldn't
politically
be anymore.
Like they do. I don't think, they're all, most of them are older than I am. Most of them are retired guys. Most of them go to the same places when they go back north. I go 1,000 miles in the other direction.
Right.
So I'm not plugged in and I'm not connected. With that said, all this would probably be moot if I could just play a little better because you're, you know, in a world like this, it's kind of important because you're playing.
What are you doing to help your game?
I am watching videos.
What videos?
Oh no!
Sports psychology videos.
Oh no! That won't help you,
Mike.
And darn it, people like me.
No, no.
What do these videos? Do that help
there are two
you.
Videos that I will be taking to the course. One is a guy talked about putting with a rhythm And I said, I'm a drummer. I have it. Shut up, Rob. I'm a drummer.
I've got music. I've got rhythm.
How do you putt with rhythm?
You see, neither one of you are big sports guys.
Well, do you have to wear headphones?
You played soccer. You played soccer. Rob played
theater.
Remote fingers.
I know what rhythm is. I don't have very good rhythm, but
it
you
is,
two
it
do.
Is just what it is doing the same thing repetitively. That's what it is. It's
I thought it all meant right. Throwing
so
headphones
on. I'm going to stand over the putt right now. Here we go. Take the putter head back very quickly right now. Now I'm going to try to make this putt come right through at the same rate. Now it goes right of the hole. Now it goes left of the hole. Now I'm pretty sure they all hate me.
This is where it falls apart.
Now I'm going to the Cocoonville Club where they're all going to sit with other people. No one's talking to me. I'm not from where they're from. I don't believe what they believe. I'm miserable. Anyway, so that's.
Do you think you create this chaos?
Yes,
of course.
You know that.
No, but
you told me that a long time. But didn't you say that anywhere I go, I always feel like
everybody's
out to get
me. No, I said you're Captain Chaos.
I'm Captain Chaos. I'm Captain.
Victor.
I know.
JJ.
JJ. Captain Chaos. JJ. I know that I will. I also know it will pass.
Yes.
Because it's happened to me from the time I started playing this stupid game. I've always felt that way, and it's just not. And I will never. By the way, I will never be like-minded. I will never have super best buddies.
But you're like-minded in Maine, and you have these same hang-ups.
True.
That's because that was part of the discussion I had with Carla last night. I said, we're not connected, you know? I'm not that guy. I will, and maybe that's where a lot of people in the business of show end up. I mean, Rob's got a circle of buddies, and he's kind of,
he's got
connections. You've got connections all over the place. Well, maybe, I mean, you've got one best buddy, right?
Right. My buddy Brad.
So you probably don't have 100 of them.
No, but I got
Oscar's
some friends.
Oscar's got one best buddy.
Yeah.
You know, I've got some very good friendships, but I'm not the guy that's going to pile into the van and go on the boys' trip. You know what I mean? It's just not.
You don't have that circle.
I miss it a little bit because I like the camaraderie.
You also don't have the time.
I don't have the time.
Like,
but
you have this set schedule. You have responsibility in the world of broadcasting.
Yes.
We're not saving babies. We're not saving people.
But we're doing the work, and we can't just willy nilly say,
let's take a road trip.
No, we can't. I've never been able to do that, but I'm not sure that even if I was able to do that, I've certainly had opportunities that I've said
they
no
would
to.
Leave him on the trip
in
somewhere.
A second.
I'd be the guy that would rest be. Yeah. I'd be the guy that would come out and, like, you'd hear crickets. We had a road trip when we went to Iowa. That was a boys' trip.
It was a work trip. We had to stay together.
But how much fun was that?
It was great.
Wasn't it fun?
Yeah.
Because that was our version of the boys' trip.
We could do whatever we wanted.
I want to do that again.
I'm going to get an RV.
We'll take a,
come up
we'll
here.
Take a road trip. Yeah, we'll take an RV.
I'll warn the people at CVS. They got a big car coming.
It'll be fantastic. Life will be great.
But so when you watch Curb, your enthusiasm, yes. new season now, right?
All right, here's Curb. I watched Curb. I'm tired of you. In order to be a viewer of Curb Your Enthusiasm and enjoy that show, you have to have one thing. You have to like Larry David.
No. And I disagree.
I
you have to like
stand Larry David.
You have to like awkward.
Oh, you okay, really have to love awkward. Yeah,
but
that is true.
One trick pony, just, I mean.
But
all
awkward
the
is
time.
Life. That's It's oh. so great. He keeps
yeah,
bringing
but he's
it.
Not,
unless
yeah,
it's your life.
Yeah.
Hold on. Rob, you watch this show. I have to ask you guys, don't you get tired of the Richie Rich part of it?
No.
No, I don't even process the Richie Rich part of it.
I process the Richie Rich part where he's sitting there because he's Larry David, and he's going off on a meeting his Richie Rich friends in Beverly Hills.
When he's in therapy and he's complaining about the chair that the therapist has compared to his chair.
And they brought in Bryan Cranston, who did. But the whole thing about going to the funeral, I find all of his situations contrived. I find the fact that they ad lib it. It's transparent.
Oh, I love that they do that.
Why? It's bad.
Because it's different.
It's phony. It's like I'm watching people create a script as opposed to writing a script. Every time I try, I come away feeling the same way. He smirks.
Yes.
And you don't smirk when you're acting. If you're coming up and you're trying to be, you know, and he's doing, hey, how are you? Hi, that's it.
For years.
Can I get a chair? Can I get a chair at the funeral? Can I get a special
chair? I think I became a Larry David or like a Curb fan overall. I would say into the year, I was late to the party. Season four is when I got in. I went back to watch other shows because I said, there was so much hype around the show that I just never got into it, right?
Yeah, and the warehouse sale at Barney's was this episode. They go back and
forth.
Hey, guys,
if you want awkward, I've got to be awkward now. I've got to go right now because I'm about to piss my pants.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening to myself, so I got to step away. I'm so sorry.
That is real. Awkward.
Yeah, so go, I'll be right
go,
back.
Go, go, go.
What,
go,
you have to
go.
Urinate?
Mike, this is like
is
the
he
show.
Sick?
I don't know. He could no, hold
is
it.
It is it pee or is it poo?
I don't. One or the other. He's walking awkwardly. Who knows?
Wow.
Maybe that Arizona iced tea got his colitis moving because I've never seen him get up and go. This is awkward.
Robin stood up in the middle of the show.
He was shaking, Mike. Shaking.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, his whole body was shaking. Now, that commode is going to get beat up right now. Like
that's definitely got to be... That's got to be number two.
Number two? It's number four. It's violent.
Do you think...
It's the Bing Crosby of numbers.
Pony, was he talking about being...
Ba-da-ba-ba-boom.
Pony, was he talking about being ill before... if he comes right back into the studio, then he really did have to pee.
No, he didn't say anything.
That's happened to me once at what just happened right now, but for number one, during Bode, where I was like, guys, I am so sorry. We're into hour 20 of this hour show. I have to go. I've been holding. I am adult. I've held it long enough.
But usually the only thing that is frustrating is if you don't get the morning, you know, done. And then, but peeing, usually you can knock one of those out before
the show. When does incontinence happen, Mike? You tell me. What age?
You tell me. Yeah, like I'm the expert down here. Well, you let me see, Oscar. Mine about 6 months ago when I began dribbling. I began dribbling just a wee bit. No, it's I just his face.
He would have been back by now if it was number one.
He would have been back by now.
My God.
We're going to have to wait now.
He was stuck in traffic for a while.
Elements with all of that. Unless it's like, now the thing is, when you're like at a game, or you're sitting for a long time doing something you don't want to do, and you don't get up to pee. And then when you do pee, you're so full that you have to it takes a long time because it's
walked like
it's
a penguin to the bathroom. Also, when he got there,
I gotta ask Pony and Dan. Was there any
indication
commentary about tummy distress or anything like that?
No, nothing at all. But he did sit in a lot of traffic this morning, like myself. There was a wreck.
Okay,
on
so he
66.
Probably bopped in here late, and then he had to.
He
go
didn't go.
Tank.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he would be here if it was pee-pee.
I got some intel on the beverage game, by the way. I met up with Rofo yesterday.
Yes.
And he was telling me that Rob takes two Cokes on the ride home.
He takes two Coca-Colas on the way home. So here's the big... hold on. Before you talk. This is the big... Rob has just come back into the studio.
Yes, I feel much better. Thank you.
Sorry,
it wasn't poo, it was pee?
No, it was pee.
Okay, you had to go that bad?
Yes, and I, you know what? I don't know why. It's been almost 2,000 episodes. I've never had to do that, but it just caught me. So I'm sorry.
I believe it. I believe him 100%. Why
when
are you
does
taking
incontinence
happen? Why are you taking two Cokes home from the fridge every day?
I'm not taking two home every day. I took two home on my anniversary for Carrie. It was October 12th.
One for your wife.
What happened to Oscar?
It's the Coke anniversary.
Who ratted him out?
I saw Rofo yesterday. I guess he came in and was doing some editing for TPGS. And I said, hey, man, I hope you didn't mind the bit about the sodas, just like breaking his balls.
Sure.
I was like, that camera's there, you know, just to see what kind of footage we get, because I put a camera over
Right. A camera just recording who's bogarting
sodas.
The sodas out of the fridge.
And he goes, oh, no. He's like, I'm just catching up. It was pretty funny. He goes, but if you really want to know who's taking the sodas, I saw Rob take two sodas once on his way home. And he was the glee and the fun in his, like, it's not
are
always
we still,
me.
Are we still worried? Well, you remember who the only one was to say, looks to me to be about a normal depletion of sodas. You know, the only one that said that was Rob.
That's true.
That just occurred to me. That's exactly, you are the soda thief.
How am had soda. Yeah, I took two sodas.
You're the one that's not the only time you've taken sodas.
I said on the air, I take one home on the ride sometimes because I got a long ride.
What? That's why
one
you
for you
Keita.
And one for Carrie. Though?
It was two for Carrie because it was our anniversary.
I'll ask a simple question: who do you think in this room, and I include the three of you, yeah. Pony, Rob, and Oscar, who takes the most beverages?
I would say this, let me clarify here.
Probably me.
Let me clarify here. Hey, and I didn't know this was going to come back to you, Rob.
Oh, I don't care.
But what is so damning, and if you're at home and you've got your map out and you're trying to find out like what's happening during this this investigation, if you're putting together your chart on the wall, Rob did say in our initial investigation.
Right, we were talking about, you brought up the fact that the sodas were flying.
I feel like the sodas are flying out of the fridge, which is fine.
That they're not staying in there. Yeah. And Rob said, it seems pretty normal to me, and that means he's guilty. Do you remember I gave you a hard time on the air?
We bought his story.
I drink a lot of sodas here at the studio.
What do you drink?
Probably two or three
a day.
What
do you drink out of the refrigerator?
Probably two or three a day. I love these Arizona teas for during the show. I usually have a Coke when I get
in. Are those in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Are those in the refrigerator?
But then, you know, the depletion, I mean, the sodas aren't there for display. They're there to be consumed.
But so that's the reason that you were, because it was a comedy bit about somebody stealing sodas. But you
stepped in, you're like, this seems normal. This
you
seems
poured
normal.
Soda all over the bit, and now I realize why. Because you, in fact, were more concerned about deflecting.
Five a day. That's 25
five a
day.
Week. Yeah. That's 25 sodas a week. No wonder we're running out of sodas. It's you. That's a ridiculous amount of soda.
And yet my teeth are perfect.
Do you have anything at home?
Yeah, I have
sodas
at home.
How many do you drink at home? Jesus Christ, you're like a camel.
Soda camel.
No wonder you had to urinate. What do you do? Drink a liter on your way in?
No, that's the weird thing. I don't drink it in the morning because I have such a long ride in. I don't want to have to stop to take a leak in the morning.
Five a day is a single family.
Yeah, I guess
you're
right.
In America.
Hey, but it could be whiskey. At least it's soda, not whiskey. But I do love my sodas. I do.
This makes just to pull back the curtain. At the end of the program, it's fun. We debrief about the show. We have show meetings. We have business meetings. We have everything, right? Mike at one point said, thanks for saying everything was normal. Like, clearly Oscar says it's an issue, but you're like, no, it's not a big deal. Now
I didn't even make that connection. I simply said, I thought, Rob, you were having a bad day. And I'm like, hey, you know, that was kind of a funny
thing.
I was having a bad day,
but it did seem normal to me at the time.
It seemed normal because you're consuming 150 sodas a day. That's why. And are they all
the iced tea? A week later, the truth comes out.
No, they're not
all
iced
teas, or what are the other ones?
I loved for a while. We had Surge, which was great. Okay. The band Gum Fiction sent in some Surge, which is a
Surge Cola.
Well, no, it's more like a I think it's like a Coca-Cola brand Mountain Dew with even more caffeine.
Well, it's no surprise you wouldn't be able to tell what the taste is because you're swilling them down so fast. You know? You're unhinging your jaw. You're basically consuming sodas like Popeye consumes spinach.
That's my source of strength.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll come back with news.
I just want to double down on this. You were so kind to the guys. You're like, guys, drink as many sodas as you want. We probably don't have a soda issue.
Yeah, I didn't know that we'd have the true addict in our midst. You know? I mean, just substitute the opioid crisis for the, fructose corn syrup crisis with Rob Spiewak.
I'm like the Scarface of Pepsi.
Take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
On November 4th, the Big Easy's going to get a lot more rowdier. Before you head to the House of Blues, meet up with all of your friends from the TMOS Fan Club at the Pan Am Conference Center. It's an old-fashioned TMOS Fan Club meet and greet in the Orleans Room from 4 to 7. All the cool kids will be there. Dirk Vastra, Ronnie Grantsom, Merle Rogers, Stephen Douglas McIntyre, Adam Sternberg, and Marcus Cerny. Put names with faces, have some libations, and get your pregame on before TMOS Live rocks Decatur Street. That's Saturday, November 4th from 4 to 7 at the Pan Am Conference Center. Be a part of TMOS history down in the bayou. We'll see you there.
Thank you. That's wonderful, Jim Amato. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. I want to tell you about a wonderful new toothbrushing experience. Do you know that studies show good oral health impacts your overall well-being, but still most of us don't brush our teeth properly? You can start doing it right now. You can brush better, and you can do it with Quip, Q-U-I-P, the new company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design at half the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip is sleek and elegant. Imagine if Apple designed a toothbrush but without the big price tag. Quip is backed by leading dentists and was named as one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a 2016 GQ Grooming Award and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. That includes free shipping. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will be love at first brush, ladies and gentlemen. We love Quip, and we know you are going to love it, too.
News!
George Clooney and Matt Damon hit up Good Morning America yesterday. They talked Harvey Weinstein with Michael Strahan. They both claimed that they had no idea just how twisted Harvey was. Here's what Matt Damon said. You had to spend about 5 minutes with him to know that he was a bully. He was intimidating. When people say everybody knew, yeah, I knew he was an a-hole. He was proud of that. I knew he was a womanizer. But this level of criminal sexual predation is not something that I ever thought was going on. Well, that's, you know, a lot of people have thrown darts at Matt Damon about this.
For keeping quiet.
Yeah, I mean, you hear so much of that. People that knew, people that how could it happen. The guy that did this is Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
Yep.
The guy that did, the criminal is Harvey Weinstein. You don't blame the people that he victimized. You don't blame the people that made movies with the guy. This is this douchebag who was behaving like this. And the exposure of this has created a domino effect where a lot of other dicks that behave like this are getting their comeuppance, yes. And I think it's good. George Clooney said, Harvey would talk to me about women that he'd had affairs with. I didn't necessarily believe him, quite honestly, because to believe him would be to believe the worst of some actresses who were friends of mine. The idea that this predator, this assaulter, was out there silencing women like that, it's beyond infuriating. There has to be a comeuppance for all of this.
Do you believe Clooney when he says that he didn't believe him when he bragged on it?
Yeah. I believe him.
I do too.
Yeah, because Clooney would you look at him and he's Shrek. I mean, he's one of the ugliest men you will ever see on any level. And you know, you would believe that.
Yeah.
Do you remember people like I would say we all have scummy associates. Right. You're there because they're at your office or like one, well, somebody that's like always talking about getting laid or somebody that's always doing. But I don't ever think when someone's saying that, I take everything with a grain of salt because I'm like, all right, man, even if you're a good looking guy, like enough.
Well, I feel that the chip that someone would have to brag about being such scum would also discount them as being a totally honest person. So they're liable to exaggerate.
You are talking about two things that probably don't exist in an average person's world. And I include an average radio personality's world. Okay. You have the level of power, which, you know, hey, we were on radio. We had a successful radio show. We were around people that ran radio stations. But that didn't rise to that level
nothing
of power
like
Harvey
nothing
Weinstein.
Like that,
And then you combine the fact that what Harvey Weinstein did, his appetite was in, you know, very quickly went into the arena of criminal behavior because he was so ridiculously insatiable.
Right.
You know, a guy behaving like that. You know, casting couch, having an affair with somebody you're doing a movie with who happens to be beautiful, that's not Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein is a systematic predator. Animal.
Predator.
I mean, that's what he did. So both those things, you know, I think the average Joe out there, yeah, they might come across guys like that once in a while, but the level of this, the intensity of this,
he could make your career.
Yeah.
Or break it.
Yeah.
And
it
would probably be kind of hard to spot if you weren't the beautiful actress in the room with that pig.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You know what I mean?
Especially for guys, because,
like,
I mean,
I think he had to take, like, the Clooney and Damon on face value. And I'm believing him.
Even Tarantino, when he came out and said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, he knew he was an a-hole.
Kevin Smith.
You know, Harvey's the guy that did this. On a related note, Megyn Kelly ripped into Bill O'Reilly and her former bosses at Fox News yesterday on the Today Show. It all started with the New York Times report that O'Reilly had reached a $32 million settlement with a sexual harassment accuser earlier this year. In response to that article, O'Reilly claimed that no one had ever complained about him to Fox higher-ups in 20 years. He said that on this show.
Yep.
Well, Megyn said, quote, "O'Reilly's suggestion that no one ever complained about his behavior is false. I know because I complain." Now, what Bill O'Reilly said, I believe, in not necessarily our show, but didn't he say he never had an HR complaint? So there might have been complaining, but it never saw the light of day, right?
It seemed to me like his statement had been very precise.
Yeah,
what he said.
So.
You know what
Very
I mean?
Very legal.
Yeah.
Her complaint came in the form of a letter she wrote last November expressing her disappointment in O'Reilly for going on the air and putting down women who'd complained about sexual harassment at Fox. And while she said reforms have been made since then, she added, quote, "This must stop. The abuse of women, the shaming of them, the threatening, the retaliation, the silencing of them after the fact, it has to stop." And the more we're putting a spotlight on this, I think it will stop. People in power doing this kind of
crap. And it seems to be coming from more and more corners now, too.
Yeah. It's very, very, it's going kind of like viral. Not viral videos, but it's getting out there, and we'll see what happens. Apparently, Billy Joel's wife, Alexis, was a little further along in her pregnancy than we were led to believe because she had the baby on Sunday.
Hey, did you know that?
It's a baby girl. Her name is Remy Ann Joel. Billy is 68, and Alexis is 35, and my son is 4, which means he's got a 14-year buffer on me. That's my insecurity again. This is their second child. They also have a 2-year-old daughter named Della Rose. This is Billy's third child. He has a 31-year-old daughter named Alexa Rachel with his second wife, Christy Brinkley. They always have to put Christy Brinkley in a Billy Joel story.
Of course. I think it's a rule.
Hey, guess this. The 31-year-old Alexa was in the delivery room when Billy and Alexis gave birth.
Oh, cool.
That's nice.
That's kind of a nice family.
Modern family.
Modern family with just a hint of creepy.
And Manny was there,
too. Okay, if you needed a sign that actual progress is being made toward more gender equality, here you go. According to a new survey, Pony Boy, listen up.
Yeah, Matt.
Oh.
One of the oldest stereotypical examples of gender roles has flipped. The majority of women now say it's a turnoff if a guy pays on the first date. They'd much rather split the bill evenly.
Hey!
That's great.
Isn't it? The survey also found the two worst things to do on a first date are talking about the weather or going to a horror movie. I agree with both of those.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's going to a horror movie.
What if the first date is a horror movie?
I'll pick you up at 8 o'clock. There's a good movie down at the Uptown. It's called Hostel. Looking forward to seeing you there. And now a little something something. A cop in Enid, Oklahoma pulled a guy over for speeding last week. But when he walked up to the guy's car, he realized the guy was mostly naked. He was wearing a thong.
Oh.
And he was covered head to toe in Vaseline.
Oh.
His name is John Wayne Kellerman. He's 54. According to the police report, his hands, arms, and legs were covered with Vaseline. There was a porno mag on the passenger seat, and a nearly empty jar of Vaseline was sitting out on the seat as well. He told the cop that he had been enjoying self-fun. His ID was also covered in Vaseline.
Naturally.
So when he handed it to the cop, he offered him a rag to wipe it off. But the cop didn't know what else he'd been using the rag for, so he declined. It turned out John's license got revoked back in 1985.
32 years ago!
And he has spent 27 years in jail for various crimes.
Oh, my God.
Mm. But he was wearing a thong covered in Vaseline. He's facing charges for speeding and driving without a license. At last check, the arresting officer was still washing his hands. That is so nasty.
Do you know his driver's license was revoked before Billy Joel's first daughter was born? It's true.
We will take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. Anger, sadness, neglect, confusion. These are just some of the emotions we here at TMOS feel when listeners abandon us on Wide Open Wednesdays. No calls means no answers to the questions that keep us up at night. Like, what's the TMOS stock tip of the week? Does Adrian make bad jokes when he answers the phones, or is that just in studio? Do you suffer from attention surplus syndrome, or ass? And do you think Rob did a good job stocking the community refrigerator?
I do.
All the laughs we give you, give back to us. Call 888-920-MORE on Wide Open Wednesdays so you can contribute to the fun. And to make sure Mike doesn't have to make threats on air anymore.
Thank you. Thanks. Maddie, is that the one that
That's Maddie, yeah.
Hi, Maddie. That's a boy. How about our promos from our ladies?
Oh, huh? Yeah.
Strong. Nice job,
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Halloween next week, and Amazon is your haunted headquarters. Trunk or treat tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I got to get you your pirate music. I'll do it today.
Missing the deals on Amazon would be a grave mistake. All of Satan's minions are shopping through our Amazon portal. Cool kids like Jim Sanchez, who has been stocking up on records, perhaps by Robert Goulet. Wow.
I like that.
Stacy Licati bought motion sickness wristbands for her child because he gets nauseous when his head starts spinning. The Exorcist, I get it. And Wanda Combs Farmer bought K-Cups and kitten food and Wolf's Bane. What is Wolf's Bane? What is that?
That's what prevents a werewolf from coming.
Got it. For even a man who is pure of heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the Wolf's Bane blooms. And the autumn moon is bright. How much were you drinking last night?
I was sober when I wrote that, but I did drink last night.
Amazon has costumes, candy, all the horrifying paraphernalia that your haunted heart desires. Yes, shopping Amazon through our portal changes nothing for you but means the world to this show. Do your shopping at Amazon and please access it via TMOS. Use the terrifying TMOS app or go through our spooky website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it. And let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, October 24, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
Are you excited about Game one of the World Series tonight?
Ooh, not particularly. Oh. No, to be honest with you, I think I was more into the Yankees whenever they're playing. But
because you had something to root against, then.
Yeah, I'll look in. I'm not sure it's going to be that big a deal. And
I always enjoy.
Sorry to the Redskins last night.
Hard fought game for them.
Yeah,
started out good. They were good in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about the fact that what A-Rod said about the matchup tonight, a lot of people are sort of dismissing the Astros, but he says the team is amazing and that it's really going to be Goliath versus Goliath.
The Houston Astros, they have a juggernaut, both pitching and offensively, but this is not Dodgers Astros David versus Goliath. This is truly Goliath versus Goliath. And why I mean that is the Astros have three players that if they went in the market today, they would each be making at least $25 million. And there's a disconnect sometimes. Oh, the little Astros. No. In 5 years, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I cannot believe those three guys play together. 3 5-tool players. Springer, Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve. They won't be there in 5 years. So for Dodger fans, you're not facing David. You're facing Goliath.
So it's pretty cool.
So it's not Goliath against Goliath. It's David against Goliath.
No, he's saying that they're both. People are saying that the Dodgers versus the Astros. A lot of people are assuming that it's David versus Goliath. That the Dodgers.
Oh, so the Astros do have a good.
They
team.
Do have yeah, a really solid.
And who was that that made that comment?
That was Alex Rodriguez.
Down. He's still dating Jennifer Lopez.
Is he really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's David versus Goliath.
Yeah, boy.
But I thought it was interesting analysis, and I look forward to seeing the game tonight. So anyway, there's that for that. Who doesn't love this song?
Everybody dance! Woo!
Great sing-along record if you're in your car, you know, because everyone knows the lyrics.
It's the CNC Music Factory.
Yes, Clavellis and Cole.
I'm trying to sync. Play that again. I'm trying to sync my camera up to you. All right, here we go.
Mike, you've got the yips.
Yeah, you do have the.
Well, I mean, if I do it to the music, to the beat that I'm hearing,
yeah.
Play it again and I'll show you how I do it.
Okay.
This is the. All right, ready?
There is like the half second delay.
It's Name Barry's dance party. Anyway, in Montreal, Canada, boo, a guy named Taufik Mayola got a $149 traffic ticket for singing Everybody Dance Now, Gonna Make You Sweat, in his car because the cops thought he was just screaming.
Is that a good song?
they asked me if I screamed. I said, no, I was just singing. He said, okay, I need your driving license.
Were you screaming in your car?
I was singing.
You were singing?
Yeah, I was singing. Everybody dance now.
Everybody dance now.
So be careful.
If he wasn't screaming it, if he was doing it in that register, I'm surprised he got arrested.
Well, you know, it's Canada. They hate everything that brings
hey,
joy.
Hey, stop picking on Canada. I visit Canada almost once a year, you hump.
I hate Canada, and I hate the Family Guy, but I will play this. Because Seth MacFarlane had Peter Griffin talk up a record on the most recent episode of Family Guy. And you know what? That's something we love to do here. Okay. So I feel it deserves a little spotlight.
Okay, another car ride, another opportunity to practice my DJ ramp-ups. Just got to navigate iTunes while merging onto the freeway. All right, two princes. Here we go. 95.5 WPET, you got Peter the Riff Griff shocking you and rocking you while I'm sitting here talking to you. It's 75 and sunny, which means our street squad's going to be out looking for them super stickers. If you don't got one, get down to Linoleum Depot this Saturday from 9 to 2. I'll be there hooking you up. Slap one on your car, win $100. Now I'm looking around and I'm seeing the spin doctors with not one but two princes.
And that,
he's a DJ. He likes being a DJ.
That is awesome.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. Thank you, boys, for my psychotherapy today.
And thank you for letting me take a leak.
I really have to tell you, sometimes it's like walking out of an office when I'm done with this, like I've been on the couch. All messages for our weekly mailbag, good one today, can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.